Incoming transmission. In 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Spark Media Productions.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MindSpark podcast, a podcast about making, tinkering, and the creative use of technology here at UNT. Each episode, makers at the UNT Library's Spark Makerspace bring you information that we hope will spark your imagination and inspire explorative learning. Today, I'm your host, JP, and I'm joined by my manager and coordinator of the Spark Makerspace, Judy Hunter. Judy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here today.
Yeah. So today we thought we would do a quick reintroduction into the Spark Makerspace and the MindSpark podcast because we feel like it's been a while since we released our last episode. And it's a new year. It's a new semester. So there's a lot of changes going on in the Makerspace. There's a lot of changes going on in the world. So we wanted to just give you guys an update what to expect from us this semester and basically what to expect from us moving forward. So let's jump right into it. First, Judy, I wanted to bring up just how much stuff has changed since we last, went on the podcast or even spoke on the podcast. So I wanted you to, talk to us a little about some of the stuff that has changed in space.
Okay, great. Thank you for the opportunity to share some of these ideas. When we first started the podcast, we had renamed and rebranded ourselves from the factory to the Spark. So we continue with our Spark brand, but we've moved locations. We've done a lot of transition to go online, similar to probably everyone's challenge as to how to continue your movement and your purpose in an online environment where you're not physically engaging as much for everyone's safety. So some of the things that we've done in the Spark Makerspace is looking at how can we schedule appointments to ensure safety so that we have social distancing guidelines met every time. We've also looked at, we're now doing online support. So we use a product called iChat so that students can reach out for support and help live when we're open. So it's just like walking in to ask us questions. We're able to do it live and talk to students about what's going on or a project that they have. We've moved all of our consultations onto being virtual. So right now we're still using Zoom. We do have Microsoft Teams coming on board as well. We teach all of our workshops through Zoom right now. But individuals who cannot make it to a workshop could easily schedule a one-on-one, and if it's something that can be taught through Zoom, so most of the software can be taught that way. Some of the physical things, we've figured out ways to do online as well. But then we do our consultations, we evaluate a project with you, we talk about what you're gonna need in space, so we can do all of that online to make it more convenient for students. We are still open and people can come in, but we do maintain the social distancing rules. But some of the things that we've added that might be new since we've really introduced anything in the Makerspace is we have what is now called self-service 3D printing. And that's going to be a big change, and I don't see it in a lot of places. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. In our environment, we have Ender 3s that are out and available for patrons to come in. It's no cost for them to print on those Ender 3s. We are still working out some of the rules and as far as how much time you can have a printer and that kind of thing. So we're kind of using this year as our test pilot year to see what's the average 3D print that comes out, things like that. But patrons come in, they check out the roll of filament. Right now, our self-service 3D printing, you go through training, we teach you how to use the enders, we teach you how to slice your print. So some of that is hands-on training. But after that, you're in the system as green light to be able to use them. You can come in, check out a roll of filament, and then sit down and use the printer on your own. And so we'll be weighing those in to see kind of what is working and what is not working, what are the common issues that patrons come across. So we're building our knowledge base, so to speak, on how to allow students to actively engage with the 3D printers themselves. In the meantime, we will continue to offer our full service 3D printing, which has different filament types, different colors. I don't know if I mentioned that a while ago, but with the self-service, it's only black or white. And it's only PLA filament so that we don't have as many warping issues and different things because the enders are out on the floor. They're not in cases right now. But we do have 17 3D printers so that we can still do the full service printing where you can ask for different filament colors and types. And then therefore we're able to meet demand for things like senior design and other class projects that come along where a student may not be able to manage that themselves. Along those lines, the mission of the Makerspace, I think, is important to remind everybody. So, you know, we're a hands-on learning lab for the UNT community with a mission to ignite the imagination, increase digital fluency, inspire explorative learning, support resume building, encourage personal growth and development of a maker mindset. So as a learning lab, our goal is to teach people how to use this equipment that we have. And we have a number of things out on the floor, such as VR systems and CNCs, soldering equipment, embroidery machines and sewing machines, laser cutters. And in our space, you know, we teach you how to use that. And then some of the more expensive or dangerous equipment, someone with who's been certified has to also be there for you to come back and use that machine later. We call it a machine operator appointment in our environment. But basically, you go through your consultation. As I was mentioning earlier, consultations can be done online through Zoom. We talk to you about what you're trying to do, what your end goal is. In that consultation, we'll help you see what we have in our collection that will support your project idea. And then based off of that, we can look in at your account. Are you already trained on those things? Do you need a training? And if you need a training right then, we can help you schedule an appointment for that hands-on. So hands-on means in space. So that would be a one-on-one training where you can come in and we show you how to use the equipment that you need. And we go over all the information. So for example, the embroidery machine, you might need fabric, you might need this particular backing, you might need particular thread to be able to get what you want done depending on what you're trying to do. So we'll go through all of that, what hoops we have. That's part of that consultation to help you be successful and efficiently use your time. Then you come in and train. We show you how to use all of those things. And then you can schedule an appointment to use the machine. A lot of times people schedule those back to back so they get their training and then they can use the machine. But depending on how elaborate their project is, they can obviously come back and schedule the appointment again and again. So that's a big transition in sort of the way we've done things. Also, the podcast is a way that we're trying to stay engaged with our students. We have a blog and a vlog series. And we also are doing Spark Live. So we're doing some streaming content as well. So we're going to have a whole programming in our Spark Live, which is our stream. And currently we're using Twitch and we're looking at MS Stream as well. But Twitch is where we're going to be this semester. So we hope to see people engaging in all of those different environments.
So a lot of changes definitely over the past couple of months. But one thing that's really interesting is just how the student body and even makers on our staff have just embraced the challenge of being here during the pandemic. So I wanted to take a moment to kind of remind our listeners the steps we're taking to make sure that we're safe and you're safe when you come to use our space, because we still have students coming in, getting projects done, getting 3D prints completed, and just still embracing the making movement and the maker community. So how can we best make sure that our listeners are being safe when they come to use our space?
So first and foremost, we do follow university protocol. You know, even if you have something due, if you're sick, we ask you to communicate with us and not come in, whether you're an employee or a patron. You know, we will try to work with people to make sure that we renew it so that there's no fine or anything on their account, whatever the situation may be. We've also implemented some pretty intensive cleaning procedures, and every time equipment gets used, it gets cleaned after the use. So all of one of the changes that we didn't talk about, actually, or I didn't talk about, was on our website, you can schedule an appointment with the equipment. So after you've been through your training, you can also schedule the equipment. Everything is padded with, if it's an in-space thing, so generally that means a 4-hour checkout. it now has at least a 30-minute padding so that we can sanitize it and have it ready to go for the next person. And it's had time for the sanitation stuff to dry, and there's no, hopefully, transfer of anything between. That includes our workstations, our laptops, everything has that downtime. So then our stuff that goes out and circulates for 7 days has a 24-hour hold period. Part of the process of bringing it back into space is we sanitize everything, we wipe everything down, we spray all the bags, and then we make sure that we set it out to where it has time to completely dry and be sanitized. If anyone is exposed and they let us know, or the contact tracing lets us know that our equipment was with someone that has been exposed, or any of our employees were exposed, then we actually have a UV light sanitation chamber that we put our equipment through so that we can make sure that it's safe for the next person to handle. Therefore, we're pretty comfortable with the fact that our equipment is being sanitized and maintained cleaner probably than it ever has been, to make sure that we're not transferring germs between users, and that my staff is safe as well. As employees, you know, you want your staff to feel safe and comfortable. We have gloves that everyone has, so that when they first get it in, they can be wearing gloves and they can make sure that it gets cleaned. And then also, everyone is required to have masks on when they're at work and in our space. It's a university policy, so we adhere to that. And we do have the shields up, the guards up between our staff stations and where we engage with customers. And we wipe down our desks hourly to try to make sure that whoever's come through, or if there was somebody there, we wipe it down before the next person would come in. So,
just moving the conversation now back to the podcast and what's going on the podcast, changes happening on the podcast. So I want to just restate the UNT MindSparks mission, which is just to inspire your imagination and inspire explorative learning. And we definitely want to just keep a listener base that understands what's going on with the space, understand what's going on with the maker movement, and enjoy some of the things that our team tries to put together for the students. So this semester, one change that's happening on the podcast is the whole Spark team is coming onto the podcast. So you will get the chance to hear the voices of all the people that make up the Spark Makerspace. And these are just creative individuals who, you know, like to learn, like to research things, and like to work on projects. So you're going to be hearing a lot from them. Some of the topics that they are coming up with is hackathons, electronic music, the Internet of Things, and the intersection of science and making. So these are just a few things that they're researching. Going back to the Spark Lives, we are having something called a Maker Profile Series. This name is still in processing. But we will be having a Maker Profile Series where we basically just have a chat with our makers and talk to them about their inspiration, what they, you know, how they got to where they are, the kind of things they like to make in their free time, and just letting our listeners know about us a little bit more as we go through the semester. So moving forward, we need to talk about how, our listeners weigh in on this then. So how can our listeners interact with us even better as we go through this semester?
The first thing that I would say with the podcast is we do have an email specifically to the podcast. So if you have feedback on an episode, you can comment on the episode on the Apple Podcast or on Podbeans. But you can also send us an email. If you're interested in engaging with us on the podcast, we're definitely open. We're looking actually to hopefully have an engaging and collaborative knowledge share series that we put together for the podcast as well, where we talk to other makerspaces or innovation hubs and we find out lessons that they've learned, things that are working really well, or maybe things that they tried that they didn't necessarily like the outcome of, and how they've navigated, going into this more virtual setup that comes with this pandemic and transitioning, because some of these things I think will stick around way past the pandemic time frame. But we're not going to necessarily just go back to how business was before. I think some of these things are engaging, and students will be used to, and our audience will be used to engaging with us in these ways. And I think it'll make us a better makerspace in the long run, because we're exploring even more ways to engage with the customers and the patrons. So I think that, you know, reaching out to us at UNT MindSpark podcast at UNT.edu or the spark at UNT.edu, either of those email addresses is great. Obviously, go to our website at guides.library.unt.edu/spark, and the live chat is there. So feel free to chat with an employee that's on the clock, even if it's if you have a question about the podcast, they can pass it on to the individual. We're open, really, you know, give us a phone call if you want. You know, we're really open to engagement. And I think that that's what's really exciting about the Maker Movement, is it is a very collaborative group. We all can learn from one another. There's no two makerspaces that are just alike. And even if something that went excellent and swimmingly well at your makerspace, and we might try to implement it, it might not work as well here just due to the audience, due to how we, you know, you never know. But it's one of those things that's really exciting about the community, is the support from one another and the figuring out and collaboration that we can do working together. And I think that that's what we hope to engage with other innovative groups, you know. And this is from private maker spaces to, you know, if you're a do-it-yourself business that you make your own thing, you still might be somebody that we could highlight and share your making experience. I think that that's what's so great about the Maker Movement. It's really inclusive from everything to people who are tea connoisseurs that have all the different tea leaves and understand all the different brewing types, you know, that can be making, to painting, to 3D printing. There's not just one definition of what it means to make something. It's really the maker mindset of building something from scratch or with the tools to make it be more than what it was. So I think that, you know, every aspect of making can be explored through that. So I think that hopefully we're reaching out to engage individuals in a wide range.
I definitely agree with that. And going off of collaboration, I just wanted to remind everyone that, you know, this podcast is made by college students for college students. So if you ever have you know, questions, comments, concerns about the podcast, feel free to reach out to us. We're all students here, and you know, whenever we make mistakes, definitely reach out to us, let us know, and we will be sure to take that into consideration. And so I'm just going to use that to conclude this episode. So far, we've talked about what to expect from us moving forward. We've talked about some of the changes that have happened since we released the last episode. And we're talking about some of the exciting things that you can expect from us moving forward. Judy, do you have any concluding comments before we sign off?
I just want to say welcome to the spring 2021, and we hope that you find the content engaging and fun, and we look forward to hearing your input and feedback as we move forward.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening to the MindSpark podcast. You can find more about Judy by visiting us at the Spark Makerspace, or you can visit our website at guides.library.unt.edu/spark, where you can find more information about the resources we offer. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or on Podbean so that you never miss an episode. And if you liked this episode, do let us know, or even better, tell a friend.
Thank you for listening to the MindSpark podcast, brought to you by the University of North Texas, edited by Stephen Sparkman, and in consideration to Judy and JP of the Spark. Tune in next time, and always stay curious.